$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're exploring a diverse range of developments transforming the agricultural landscape. We'll examine strategic acquisitions enhancing field testing capabilities and biological crop solutions, dive into innovative product launches from tower monitoring systems to autonomous farm robotics, and discover breakthrough biostimulant technologies made from natural ingredients. We'll also cover significant funding rounds supporting climate-resilient crops and high-protein alternatives, explore controlled environment agriculture expansions and partnerships, plus look at global initiatives spanning from climate-smart livestock farming to urban agriculture programs. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. The ag tech sector is experiencing a wave of strategic acquisitions and innovative product launches that are reshaping how farmers manage their operations and equipment. Growers Edge has acquired FarmTest, a platform for automated field performance testing, which enhances field-level data validation and integration with Crop Plan Warranty. This acquisition follows Growers Edge's acquisition of AgCor and is part of its ag fintech ecosystem vision, aiming to improve profitability and risk management for farmers. Meanwhile, Lindsay Corporation has launched TowerWatch, a tower alignment monitor for zimatic pivots that is integrated with FieldNet Premier and reduces troubleshooting time by up to 75%. The system allows remote detection of faults, saving water, energy, and labor costs, and is available on new pivots as well as a retrofit for existing systems. In a collaborative development, Hesai Technology has partnered with Agtonomy and Alpha Werka to develop autonomous farm robots using JT Series 3D LiDAR sensors for real-time perception in tasks like weeding, spraying, and hauling. These sensors are designed to tackle labor shortages, cost pressures, and climate challenges, and are compact, weather-resistant, and built specifically for precision agriculture. Additionally, DTN has launched the operational decisioning platform, integrating AI, sector data, and real-time insights to support agriculture, fuel logistics, and other weather-sensitive industries. The platform is designed to improve margin protection, risk reduction, and operational resilience, targeting leadership teams needing fast, confident decisions in volatile markets. Furthermore, John Deere has unveiled Operations Center PRO Service, a digital support tool for machine maintenance that replaces Customer Service Advisor and adds features like remote diagnostics and software updates. Priced at $195 per machine annually for U.S. and Canadian markets, it provides secure, machine-specific access for owners and third-party technicians. In an exclusive insight into innovative biostimulant technology, we explore Mineral Max AG, an organic biostimulant that's making waves in regenerative agriculture through its unique natural formulation. Mineral Max AG is a certified organic biostimulant crafted from natural ingredients such as Klamath Lake, blue-green algae, humates, azomite, Icelandic kelp, and coconut shell carbon, with the product designed to support regenerative agriculture by enhancing microbial activity, nutrient cycling, and water retention in the rhizosphere. According to Paul Galen, COO of Pacific Plant Nutrients, these five ingredients were selected for their synergy and shared geological history, explaining that they function cooperatively to enhance microbial activity and nutrient cycling in the rhizosphere. The product's effectiveness is backed by over 60 field trials, with early applications showing promising results in crop flavor, growth, and resilience, even with minimal use. Currently certified in Oregon, the company is working through multi-state organic approvals and exploring international opportunities. Furthermore, while not a fertilizer, the formulation aligns with USDA and AAPFCO guidelines and aims to serve as a biological tool that complements natural soil systems. As Galen noted, we're open to research partnerships and field collaborations, pointing to growing interest from farmers, educators, and international contacts. Significant developments across plant science and agribusiness are driving innovation in crop protection, sustainable agriculture, and market intelligence solutions. Mars Inc. has announced a $5 million plan to protect the peanut supply from climate risks and disease, focusing on developing drought, pest, and disease-resistant peanut strains. This initiative builds on $10 million in prior peanut research, including genome mapping, and represents a collaborative effort with research institutions and global agricultural experts. Meanwhile, Bayer has submitted icafolin for EU approval, targeting post-emergent weed control as part of Bayer's CropKey platform that promotes regenerative agriculture. With an initial launch set for Brazil in 2028, the herbicide has peak sales potential estimated at 750 million euros and is designed to enhance resistance management while complementing existing herbicides. In acquisition news, Ambienta has acquired Spain-based Agrinova Biotech, a leader in biological crop inputs, marking Ambienta's first agriculture sector investment and entry into the Spanish market. Agrinova provides over 800 biostimulant and biocontrol products for stress management and aims to expand through organic growth and acquisitions, delivering sustainable solutions across Europe. Furthermore, Nucicer has secured $11.5 million in Series A, funding to scale production of next-generation chickpeas, aiming to expand in North America, Europe, and global supply chains. These chickpeas feature up to 35% protein, high fiber, and lower fat content, making them ideal for clean-label foods while maturing up to 20 days earlier than standard crops and reducing the need for chemical desiccants. Additionally, Acres.com has partnered with Lee & Associates to bring land intelligence tools to over 1,400 associates, with these tools enhancing land transaction efficiency in agriculture, energy, and development, while enabling better decision-making through data-driven insights and market clarity. Controlled environment agriculture is experiencing both exciting partnerships and challenging market realities as companies navigate growth opportunities and financial pressures. London-based vertical farming firm Vertical Future is undergoing insolvency proceedings and exploring a potential sale, having reported £692,000 in revenue and £10 million in losses. Despite being involved in high-profile projects in space agriculture, urban farming, and food security, and securing a £1.5 million grant for autonomous agriculture systems in space missions, the company remains committed to supporting partners and customers while evaluating strategic options. In contrast, Solem Technologies has partnered with Maryland's Greenway Farms to deploy dynamic LED lighting in aquaponic lettuce operations, using SF1 LED fixtures managed via the Sun as a service platform. This lighting system enables spectrum and intensity control by growth phase and production zone, enhancing product consistency, energy efficiency, and sustainability outcomes while supporting Greenway's goal of sustainable aquaponic production of lettuce and fish. Meanwhile, Aero Farms has expanded its retail footprint with Harris Teeter, offering microgreens in all locations across 8 states and D.C., including varieties like Micro Broccoli, Rainbow Mix, Micro Kale, and Super Mix. Their indoor farming model promotes year-round availability, extended shelf life, and reduced food miles, with microgreens grown without soil or pesticides and containing 4 to 40 times more nutrients than full-grown vegetables. Across global markets, diverse agricultural initiatives are driving sustainability, market access, and technological advancement through strategic partnerships and funding programs. Sumitomo Corporation of Americas, SCOA, has announced a strategic investment in Grupo Papalotla, focusing on its Brazilian operations under Tropical Seeds do Brasil, with the partnership aiming to scale the use of hybrid pasture seeds for climate-smart livestock farming, particularly in tropical and subtropical regions. This collaboration supports Brazil's national goals for pasture land restoration and sustainable beef production. Meanwhile, the New York State Department of Agriculture has announced the third round of funding for urban agriculture initiatives, with $2.5 million available to support food production, safety, and distribution in underserved communities, and eligible applicants including nonprofits, educational institutions, municipal entities, and tribal organizations. In international development, $30.25 million has been approved to bolster climate protection and agricultural resilience in northern Benin, with the initiative supporting 150,000 smallholder farmers, including 30% women and 30% youth. The project introduces sovereign and microinsurance, early warning systems, and climate-smart farming practices. Furthermore, Musim Mas, Nestle, and AAK have extended their collaboration for a fourth year to support independent oil palm smallholders in Aceh Subulussalam, with the initiative having trained over 1,580 smallholders and 117 village extension officers, VEOs, since its launch in 2021. The renewed 2025 program will train 500 additional smallholders and 20 more VEOs. Additionally, Wikifarmer, a Greece and Spain-based agricultural marketplace, has entered the UK market, with the initiative aiming to streamline olive oil sourcing for UK businesses amid recent price volatility, as the Wikifarmer platform removes intermediaries and offers direct trade with verified producers. Finally, Tellus Agriculture and Consumer Goods and Welch's have entered a decade-long partnership to enhance regulatory compliance and supply chain transparency, with the initiative aiming to implement automated compliance validation and real-time monitoring across Welch's global operations. While Tellus will contribute its proprietary agricultural database and analytics platform to streamline food production workflows. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Commercial UAV Expo from September 2nd to 4th, 2025 in Las Vegas, USA. Following that, Taiwan Smart Agri Week will take place from September 3rd to 5th in Taiwan. The Global Vertical Farming Show 2025 is scheduled for September 10th to 11th in Dubai, UAE. Next, Space will be held from September 16th to 18th in France. Additionally, don't miss AgriMe from October 6th to 7th in Dubai. Finally, the Vertical Farming World Congress will run from October 7th to 9th, 2025 in Amsterdam. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from strategic acquisitions enhancing field testing and biological crop solutions to innovative product launches in tower monitoring and autonomous robotics. We discovered breakthrough biostimulant technologies crafted from natural ingredients and examined significant funding rounds supporting climate-resilient crops and high-protein alternatives. From controlled environment agriculture partnerships advancing LED lighting systems to global initiatives spanning climate-smart livestock farming and urban agriculture programs, it's clear that the ag tech sector is making remarkable strides in sustainability and innovation. With strategic investments, cutting-edge partnerships, and transformative technologies, the future of agriculture is shaping up to be smarter and more sustainable than ever before. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.